Okay, I want to talk to you about the parable of the five foolish virgins. Let's go ahead and I'll pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening, if she is in a place of that where she needs to repent, that she listens and repents. And for any sister that is walking in obedience and has wisdom, just that this really helps her. Really helps her stay on the path. Just that this really works out for any sister that's listening for their repentance and safekeeping of their soul. I ask all these prayers, your Father, your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. This is Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Okay, really important about this. He describes the coming of the Son of Man in Matthew 24 as like birth pains, okay? You have the day of the Lord, okay, where he judges the whole world and is revealed, okay? But then in the book of James, this is James chapter 5, starting in verse 7, he says, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Okay, there's these coming, there's the big coming of the Lord, but then there's also these smaller coming, like the revelation of Christ, the day where the Son of Man is revealed. Okay, there's days of judgment, and these days of judgment are to prepare us, well, for us who are in the end times, to prepare us for the big one where he actually, like, you know, is fully revealed, like it describes in the book of Revelation, okay? But they also prepare our souls, okay, for eternity, okay? So they're days of judgment, okay? And I want to read to you, this is Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 26. It says, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries." Okay? It says, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and done and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." I don't want to get off the subject too much, okay, but this is what's going on here in the United States with this cheap grace doctrine. God's grace, okay, and this is Ephesians 2 and 8, it says, "For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." It basically gives the power to obey God, okay? It is forgiveness for sins and mercy, okay? But it's power, okay, to obey him. I don't want to get off the subject too much, okay? But this cheap grace doctrine is wicked, okay? You need to run from it, okay? Any place where it is being taught and preached, where they're not teaching you to have a fear of the Lord, okay, and a respect and reverence for God, okay, where you want to obey him, and then that's when you need his grace, because it gives you the power to keep his commands, okay? Holy Spirit's telling you to do something, you try and you can't, you keep falling, right? It's a power issue. That's why you ask for grace. He gives it to you, boom, you have the power now to be obedient, okay? this cheap grace doctrine is just, it's wicked. It's evil. Okay. I don't want to get off the subject too much, but it's bad. Okay. And the word's going out to repent. Okay. I'm hearing it. Other Christians are hearing it. The Holy Spirit's doing his job. It doesn't really matter. Okay. Just to go over the scripture again. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So, before Christ's return, you have a falling away, okay? Many Christians are going to depart from the faith, number one. Number two, you see the Antichrist, okay? That's very clear. It says we're going to see that before he returns, okay? So you have this falling away. It's got this cheap grace doctrine, okay? Most of us here in the United States, you get saved, you're kind of brought into it. You don't really know, and then the Holy Spirit opens your eyes and pulls you out of it, okay? Now, for those Christians, okay, who, like Hebrews says, sin willfully, okay, have been done despite to the Spirit of grace, okay? When you really are walking in the Spirit, you see how wicked and evil this doctrine is, okay? This cheap grace doctrine, where it's like, well, you're under grace, so go ahead and sin, it's not a big deal, and like doesn't teach you to reverence the Lord, okay? And just in case anybody's not, you know, familiar with their Bible, you need to read your Bible from cover to cover, okay? When you're done, you need to read again, okay? You need to know that. This is like your survival guide. It's a really wicked time, okay? And once you start really walking in the Spirit, you see how dangerous it is spiritually, okay? You need to know your Bible, okay? This is Acts chapter 9, verse 31. It says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and were walking in the fear of the Lord, and the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied, okay? So, a fear and reverence for the Lord, okay? Respect him, obey him, okay? Seek him with your whole heart, okay? Treasure and reverence the Holy Spirit. That's what it's talking about in Hebrews, okay? You know, that's a gift, okay? Not everybody had the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. It's a gift to have him. So when he's telling you to do something, you need to do it, okay? You need to obey him. That's the Spirit of God that's within you. That's the Spirit of God that's talking to you. You can't disrespect him. You need to reverence him. You need to obey him, okay? And if you do sin willfully, okay, then there you go. It's a fearful waiting for judgment, okay? Now, what I've seen is that what he'll do with these judgments, okay, to prepare for eternity is the call will go out to repent, and this is where we're getting onto what we're talking about for a season. Read your Bible. Come out of the lukewarm church. Right? Come out of the world. Repent. Things like that. The Holy Spirit's going out. There's the command. And there's a season of time, okay? And those who are obedient, listen, okay? I'm out of there. I'm leaving that church, right? They're saying things that are go against the Bible, okay? I'm turning that off. Goodbye, world. Just closing that account, okay? No more going there. Adios, okay? Right? Repent. Come out, okay? Oh, that's it. I'm going to start crucifying my flesh. Okay, up. I'm going to start being obedient. Whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you, okay? So, the call goes out, okay? And the deception is that the call goes out forever, okay? And that somehow, well, let's just read what the Bible says. This is Galatians chapter 6, starting at verse 7, says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Okay? So God's not mocked, okay? You need to obey him, okay? And there's a deception that because we're under grace, you can just keep doing this type of stuff and it'll be fine. It's not, okay? The day of the Lord, like the book of James talks about, It says, be patient, for the day of the Lord draweth nigh, okay? Those who suffer, okay, know that it's coming, because the Holy Spirit will let you know it's coming. Just keep being obedient, okay? Judgment is coming. But those, okay, who are in sin, okay, just like it is in the days of Noah, it says, they just keep going on and on sinning. And they wake up, and they go, oh my goodness, this is judgment, okay? They wake up, and it's not good. It's not good, okay? All right? Talks about this in the book of Proverbs. Okay, so shall like poverty come upon these armed man. Okay, it's like that. Okay, poverty, spiritual poverty. Okay, again, I don't want to get off the subject, but anyways, it comes with force, this day of judgment. Okay, for those who are obedient and have been suffering and obeying the Lord, it's a day of reward. It's good. Praise God. Okay, for those who have been disobedient, it's very bad. Very, 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 very bad. I cannot, okay? I cannot express this enough. You need to repent. You need to treasure the conviction of the Holy Ghost, okay? When he's telling you something, or he's sending a servant to you, or he's talking to you in his Bible, wherever it is that he's dealing with you about something, you need to listen. Okay, because these days of judgment that I've seen are horrendous. They're good. They're good. But they are painful to watch. This is what we're going to be talking about with the five foolish virgins, because the United States is full of them. Full of them. And you need to be prepared for this. Okay, because what happens is with these five foolish virgins, okay, I'll read this parable to you. This is Matthew 25. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise said, answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. And this parable, it's very deep, okay? It's got a lot to it, but it's so the darkness, okay, when this happens. Okay, when things are revealed, okay, and these trials come, okay, those foolish virgins are compassed about with spiritual darkness. It is very bad, very, very, very bad, okay? And if I have any of them listening to me right now, repent, 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 repent. You don't want this. Do it because you love the Lord. And if you don't love the Lord, ask to love the Lord, okay? If you know your heart is wicked and you don't love him, do it by faith and say, Lord, change my heart so I love you, so that you can start being obedient, okay? Scripture says, faith which worketh by love. But what I want to talk about is for those who aren't obedient, you need to be aware of this, and you need to respond exactly like those wise virgins do, okay? And you need to read your Bible from cover to cover. Again, you need to read it from cover to cover, okay? And the reason why I'm saying this is because a lukewarm church will mess you up. It will mix your head up good, okay? Because it will have you, when these five foolish virgins are experiencing judgment, and this is good because they're going to see judgment like this, so they don't respond this way. Prayerfully, when the real test comes, okay, upon the whole earth, okay, which is the mark of the beast, okay, and he's getting them ready and pulling them out of that, okay. But what you're going to see is, you know these people and you've been walking with them. The call goes out, crucify your flesh, crucify it, Okay? The wise, they do it. Okay? They crucify their flesh. They have their body under subjection. Okay? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Okay? He says, they buffet my body, bring it under, right? Why? He says, lest when I have preached to others, I become a castaway. This is not an exaggeration. Your flesh is wicked. Okay? And so, and the call will go out, okay? The wise will crucify their flesh and bring it under subjection. For me, the way that I do this, I exercise every day. Okay? Everybody's different. Okay? But every day, without fail, I exercise. Okay? It's not a vanity thing. It's because I need to temper my flesh. It's wicked. It wants to kill me. I hate it. It's very dangerous. Okay? When it rises up, all those emotions, those feelings, all that lust, all that stuff, no. Okay? It's like a wild horse. Okay? That when it's tame and obedient, it's useful. Carries me from here to there. Gets my job done. Okay? But if it's wild and untamed, that thing could kill me. It's not an exaggeration. It's lest I become a castaway. This can happen. It's not an exaggeration. Because I've seen this. When the day of judgment it comes and the Son of Man is revealed and everything is going wrong for these people, we're all over. It's a big trial, okay? A big test. I've seen this, okay? Being in complete subjection, like a soldier, ready. Honestly, okay? In battle. Not dismayed, okay? Full of power and strength over my flesh. In complete control of my temple, okay? Meanwhile, I've seen others, they can't withstand anything. Okay? They are trying to get through this trial and not fall. But meanwhile, okay, they've got no order in their life. Everything's taking them by surprise. They're just trying to get it together. And that time passed way back, okay, when the call went out and the Holy Spirit was warning people to crucify their flesh. Okay? It's just like a soldier in a battlefield. The enemy shows up. You've got one soldier, okay? That's good to go, in order, weapon next to them, ready to fight, fully aware that the enemy's coming, just like Christ was. Okay? You got another one, okay, who's waking up in the afternoon, okay? Can't control themselves, okay? Has no temperance, no order, okay? Enemies all over them, and they don't even know, you know, how to take care of daily necessities. They're completely overthrown. Okay? The temptation comes upon them with such strength in their flesh, and they lose it. They lose it. They take off. They give in to sin. Because they can't handle this, the temptation, okay, what in the world would call stress, okay? It's not really stress, though. It's a trial, okay? When you're sober and vigilant, you know that. You just see it as a battle like anything else, and you're ready to overcome it, okay? But the foolish virgins, okay, who don't abide in the vine, who don't read their Bible, they are just overthrown. That lust of the flesh just takes them away, okay? That sin overthrows them and they fall away. It happens. Okay? They're trying to endure through all the way until the end and they can't. They can't even control themselves. Okay? Their flesh is like a wild horse and just takes them off. Whatever which way, Satan gives them a yank. Not hard. Because they have no control over themselves. It's really bad. Another example of this, reading the Bible, really bad. Okay? The call goes out, read your Bible. Call goes out, read your Bible. Call goes out, read your Bible. Okay? Those who are wise, they read it. They commit it to memory. They start memorizing it. They listen, they read it every single day. They treasure it. It's a gift from God. So, when temptation comes, they see crystal clear. Whoop, no, that's of the devil. It goes against the Bible. Stay away. What? Nope, that's a spirit talking to me. I can hear him crystal clear. He sounds just like the Bible. That's him. That's a warning from him. I'm going to listen. No, that's a good thing. I'm going to hear it. It's full of judgment. Just like the Bible. Right? Matches the Word of God. And I know the Word of God because of what? I was obedient, right? I've been reading my Bible, committing it to memory. I'm familiar with my scriptures. Okay? I'm not easily deceived. Foolish virgins. No. Don't want to read their Bible. Don't want to know it. Caught up in the world. Whatever it is. Okay? Tons of excuses, lying to themselves, okay? I've seen this. Call goes out. Then, the warning goes out, the trial goes out, they can't tell their left from their right. It's really bad. Okay? Satan's hitting them up with all kinds of deceptions. They are not hard to trick. And I'm sitting there going, why would you believe that lie? Okay? Why would you believe that? That's a fiery dart. That's a deception. That is so clearly not the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I'm not talking about needing the gift of discernments. You just need to know your Bible. Like, that goes against the Word of God. Okay? You could hear it. They don't know their scriptures. The call went out, and they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Now, the sword of the Word, okay? They don't know how to wield it at all. They're like defenseless. Okay? They can't tell which is which. Okay? Very easy to fool and deceive. And the reason why I want to talk to you about this, okay, is because these days of judgment will come upon these disobedient Christians. And the thing about it is, you have to walk in the Spirit and know the difference, sisters. Okay? You have to know the difference. And you need to listen when the Holy Spirit is telling you to break communication and just pray for them and not look back. Because when they're judged, it's really, really, really bad. They are clouded and compassed around with darkness, and they will suck you into it. Okay? And you can find yourself looking at the situation, okay, and feeling so bad for them, not understanding this is a judgment from God, because this is the day of the Lord. They're being judged. Okay? And you'll know it because the Holy Spirit will tell you that they need to repent and have you say something to them, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They just want tons of help. Okay? Tons of help, but they don't want to repent. They don't want to be obedient. Okay? And you'll know that you're being sucked into this situation. Okay? Because all of your effort seems to go into a big vacuum. It's not doing anything but stressing you out and putting you in a cloud of darkness. And you can't serve two masters. You can't be concerned with what people think of you, because a vast majority of people here in the United States are lost. And they'll tell you, go help. Go do this. Go do that. Okay? Right? And you don't want to be a bad Christian. You think, okay, well, I better. Okay, but the Holy Spirit's not leading you there. Okay? And it's not bearing any fruit. And they keep lying. And the Holy Spirit will tell you what they need to do, but they don't want to listen. They don't want to repent. And what the lukewarm church, okay, doesn't understand, they're trying to, you know, you'll be under the deception that you're supposed to go do this, go do that, but the Holy Spirit's not leading you. Why? This judgment is from God. All right? It's from God. He's doing it. That's not the devil. He's doing it for the saving of their soul. This is Luke chapter 17, verse 32 says, remember Lot's wife. Okay? Now she looked back. Remember, she looked back at a place that's being judged. Okay? This is 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned, that he have done this deed might be taken away from you. For verily I was absent in body, but present in spirit, and have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Okay? Instructions are clear with Christians that are in disobedience to the Word of God, unrepentant sin. You hand them over. Let them be taken away from you. This is again the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting verse 27. It's talking about the Lord's Supper, the profaning Lord's Supper, okay? Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Okay? Right there, he's saying that people die, okay? He's talking about many of you sleep. That's why many of you sleep, meaning dead, okay? You have to understand this concept of judgment, okay? Yes, our God is a God of love. Yes, he's a God of mercy, okay? But he's also a God of judgment, okay? And you need to know this and be aware of this. Because when you have one of these foolish virgins, okay, or disobedient Christians, and you're talking to them and you're trying to help them, but they don't want to hear it and they're being judged, you need to do what the Bible says. Hand them over to Satan. Okay? When they don't want to repent, they don't want to do what they need to do. Okay? Because something that I have seen that is extremely hard, okay, to deal with is this right here. This is Revelation 22. He says, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Okay? From what I've seen, and the reason why I'm sharing this is because any sisters listening who is obedient, I don't want you in this situation because it'll mix you up. What I've seen is that the call goes out to repent, and these foolish virgins or these disobedient Christians, they don't do it, and they loveth and maketh a lie. They lie to themselves and others. But you know a tree by its fruit. And you try to tell them repent, and what do you get? Lies. Okay? Well, you need to read your Bible. I can't read my Bible because it's so hard, and this is going on, and this and that. Okay? Well, you need to repent. I'm trying to, but lies, 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 lies. And these days of the Lord, these judgments, are what are required from what I've seen to get this person to finally call out and tell the truth and repent. They're needed. And if you go over there, okay, and are not walking in the Spirit, you need to be aware, okay, that you can have problems in your walk with the Lord. You can be pulled into darkness, and all of a sudden you're going, "What's wrong? Everything is, I mean, it's like I'm in a cloud of darkness." Okay? And it's because you're outside of the will of God. Okay, and he's brought about these judgments for the saving of these people's souls, like scripture says. And you have to hand them over. Let them be taken away until they're ready to repent. Doesn't mean you can't give up, that you have to give up on them and you can't pray for them. You need to pray for these people, okay? But you also need to be aware, if you get sucked into a situation and pulled off the path, okay, not only will you be in disobedience to the Holy Spirit, okay, and you can get into trouble yourself, but what you also need to know, how are you going to help them if you're lost? You need to stay the course and press on forward. Be praying and fasting for them, ready and waiting, okay, so that when they do stop lying to themselves and they are ready, you're there with the hand saying, "Let's go. Praise God, you're back. Let's move forward and march on to Zion." Okay? This scripture, this is Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. This is Jesus. He says, "Behold, I come quick. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this prophecy, of the prophecy of this book." I just want to tell you something, okay? Trials, okay, in general, right? They can be very difficult. They require faith and strength in the inner man, right? Abiding in that vine. But what I've seen, okay, is trials that come by prophecy, where you've been warned beforehand what's going to happen. Okay, you're not just kind of finding yourself in this trial. You've been let know what's coming to prepare. Please hear me. They are really hard. Really hard. Okay? Those, and I'm not even talking about the trials that are in the book of Revelation, where he says, blessed is he who keeps the sayings of this book, right? Not those, okay? But those haven't been fulfilled yet. Some of them have, but not all of them, okay? But from what I've seen, the ones that come by prophecy, they're very hard, okay? Just please read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read it again. Abide in the vine daily. Okay, he says, without me, ye can do nothing. This is John 15, verse 5. Okay? Reverence, love, and cherish the Lord. Obey him. Fear and reverence the Father. Okay? Make him the center of everything. Okay? High, high, high above the sky. Okay? Take the warnings in the Bible so serious. With all sobriety. Okay? Keep the sayings that are in that book. Okay? Especially the ones for prophecy when the Holy Spirit is bringing them to your mind in the middle of a trial and preparing you for the tough road ahead. Listen to Him. Okay? Listen to Him. Okay? For the keeping of your soul. We're talking about eternity. Eternity. Okay? Nothing that you're dealing with is more important than that. For both yourself and for others. Especially these foolish virgins. Okay? These lost Christians. You need to be salt and light, church. You need to wake up. You need to get boiling hot. You need to get serious when you see these things happening to them. Okay? You need to gird up your loins. Alright? You need to arm yourself with the full armor of God and take your battles serious. Fight your fights and win every time by the power of God. Okay? Both for yourself and for these lost Christians. Salt and light. You let them know the truth. Doesn't matter what anybody says about you. You tell them the truth. If you love them, you'll do it. Okay? It's for the keeping of their souls. Even if they don't want to hear it, even they get mad at you. It doesn't matter. You got to love them. You got to really love them more than you love yourself and what people think of you. Have a heart for them to fight, to tell the truth. Okay? To hand them over, but hold on in the spirit, waiting, praying, and expecting for that phone call. Expecting for that knock on your door when they've been brought home. And then you rejoice. Okay? You have a hallelujah party like you've never seen before. Okay? Big party. And you give thanks that they're home and that they've repented. And that you got that soul. You got them. You got to keep them. Okay? You have them there for eternity. That's the goal. Okay? You finish until the end. You endure until the end. And then for those lost family members, those lost loved ones, okay? You fight for their souls so you can keep their soul, okay? And see their face in Zion, okay? With you forever. That's the goal, okay? Okay, and then I want to read to you, this is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And then this is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 17. It says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. That chapter is talking about, like, not being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. But it also has, it also is wise to consider when you're talking about someone who has, is in a place of self-deception and lying to themselves about sin, okay? And in this situation, okay, where they are being judged, okay, because they have unrepentant sin in their lives, you need to be fearful, okay, in terms of, like, you know, where you talk about reverencing the Lord, okay? You want to fight for them, okay, and pray for them. I'm not saying to let go. You need to pray for them, okay, because they need prayer. And they need you, you know, there, okay? But you also need to be fearful for yourself, okay? That roaring lion, like it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, got him, okay? He's got him, all right? The devil deceived them, has them in sin, where they're not repenting, and they're in darkness, okay? And he's absolutely, if he's able, going to use them to get to you. You need to be fully sober and vigilant and aware of this, okay? Because you'll find yourself all of a sudden, if you're not guarded with these believers that are in darkness, you'll find yourself all of a sudden also too struggling. And you're not as strong as you were in the spirit if you don't, okay, remain guarded. You have to be guarded, okay? Remember that. That devil has got them, okay? And he's coming after you, okay? So fear, okay? And give thanks that you are on the path. And also take your walk very serious, okay? And really heed the warnings of the Holy Spirit. Because if you get pulled aside, okay, and too distracted by them and their situation, because like I talked about, those situations of judgment can be very hard, okay, very dark, okay. Next thing you know, you can be lost too, okay. So remain focused on the Lord, on Christ, walking in the Spirit, praying always, okay. You can pray for them and fight in the Spirit and war for them, but be very, very guarded, okay. Here in the flesh, and then also to the Spirit, staying focused on whatever the Holy Spirit's telling you. Because I don't want to get off the subject too much, but you do need to be aware. Well, just take heed to the wise virgin's response. They say, lest there not be not enough for you and me. You need to be aware, okay, that if you do, okay, because like I said, a lot of times there's so much lies. That's why they have to suffer like that and go through such a trial. Is because the Lord's trying to get them to stop lying to themselves and others, okay? But each situation is different, but that's what I've seen. There's a lot of lies, okay? A lot of lies. And darkness, okay? A lot of self-deception. And what you'll find is, if you're not guarded, okay? And you don't cut that communication, be salt and light, and tell them the truth. No, hey, listen, you need to repent, okay? Is they'll suck you in, okay? And then next thing you know, you're compromising, okay? And you're also deceived, okay? They kind of like pull you into it. And then the next thing you know, okay, don't be deceived, okay? Just like they said, lest there be not enough for you and for me, you can find yourself, and I need to warn you about this, okay, pulled into the same situation that they're in. I've seen this, okay? Where the same type of things that they are suffering and being judged, the way that they're being judged, all of a sudden, because you're not salt and light, and you're not telling the truth, and you can see clearly, you start seeing that judgment come upon you, okay? Because you're not telling the truth anymore, and you're getting pulled in. You need to be aware of this. This can happen, okay? So just make sure that you are telling the truth. You are that salt and light, okay? And that you are a true witness, telling them the truth, okay? And then if I have any foolish virgins listening to me, okay, and you know you're not walking the way you need to be, okay? You're not abiding in that vine. You're not bearing that fruit, okay? You know, and the Lord's calling you to repent, okay? And abide in Him, okay? And really have that fruit of the Spirit, truly be filled with the Holy Ghost, bearing the fruit of the Holy Ghost, okay? Walking in the Holy Ghost continually, okay? And you know He's dealing with you. You need to listen up to their response, okay? This is what you will hear, foolish virgins. Listen to me. I'm saying this out of love, okay? I know it sounds harsh, but I'm telling you the truth, okay? If I lie to you, that means I don't care about you, okay? It's the truth. I'm telling you, okay? This is, again, Matthew 25, verse 9 says, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. I pray that you encounter this. If you are a foolish virgin and you're not doing what the Spirit is telling you to do. I'm praying that the Father will have you encounter this beforehand so that you can repent, because I've seen it, okay? It's very serious. This response comes from the Lord, okay? And I know that you're going to see it. You're going to hear it. God's word will be fulfilled, okay? This is going to come out of their mouths, okay? Because there are foolish virgins out there who are used to just running to those strong Christians, okay? The ones that are fruitful, okay, and are obedient. And maybe in the past, you know, it's worked, just got them through and stuff like that. And the Lord's been dealing with you all this time saying, stop doing that. You need to come to me. You need to abide in me. You know, lead upon me, speaking of the Spirit, okay? And the Lord's calling you, okay? You know, to get your strength and your power directly from Him and abide in Him, okay? And stop leaning, okay, on these people. Because you're going to get that response, and I've seen it, okay? I've seen this happen, where I had foolish virgins come up to me, okay, and ask for help. And to be honest with you, I actually wanted to help them, but I couldn't. Okay, I'll be honest, okay, you know, because my heart was pricked, and I saw they were in a bad situation, okay, but I couldn't, because I didn't have enough, okay, God had given me just enough, okay, to get me through, that's it, okay, for me and those who I take care of, who are under me, under my authority, that's it, okay, I had nothing else. And I had to respond this way. No, I can't. You go. Stop coming to me. Okay. Same response, literally, almost verbatim. Okay. I don't have it. I don't have enough for you and me. I've got enough just to take care of me and then those under me. That's it. Nothing else. Okay. You don't want this response to take you by surprise. Okay. You need to repent. You need to repent because you will encounter this. Okay. I can't express that enough. That response will happen, and it is by God, because I knew it too when He was giving it to me. It was very clear by the Spirit that He had given me just enough to take care of me and those under me, and that's it, no more, period. That's all I had. I'm looking, going, I can't even if I wanted to, I couldn't help you. I'm sorry. I need to repent. So heed that warning, okay? Please repent.
So I pray that's helpful. If any sister has any questions, you can always go ahead and contact me. All my information is there on the website, okay? Blessings in Christ.